Hanson from Truth Live Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. And I hope you're enjoying this. We're got through a few of our chapters of the book of the Revelation. And now, the book of the Revelation, we can see from this in the writings of named for John, this... some of the things that he pointed out is very, very interesting. The in chapter 3 and verse 33, who does not accept his testimony certifies God is trustworthy. Who does accept his testimony certifies God is trustworthy. And for the word certifies, Greek is to set a seal, actually. And... for him, the Son of Man, the Father, has set his seal. And that's in 6, verse 27. We can see from this that the writings named for John, to seal means to certify or to grant rights and privileges to. Christ writes them the names of God, the New Jerusalem, and his new name, the one only they have who has been victorious can know. And he does this to show that he who claims them for God marks them or seals them for citizenship of heaven in the kingdom of God as his own people. He marks them and seals these people. And the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, in Revelation, there is a heavenly Jerusalem which comes down after the destruction, after the Battle of Armageddon and the 7-year tribulation, and the 1,000-year reign of Christ. This new Jerusalem, which is revealed after the old heaven and earth pass away, and the new ones are taking their place. My new name, another significant of the idea of the new names, is that Philadelphia's name had once been changed to New Caesarea, the one we just read about, the letter to the Philadelphians, to Philadelphia. So, my new name is what we've been covered yesterday and today. And the church must constantly alert to the open doors Christ sets before it, faced with hardships, of course. We remember that we've been claimed by God, who assigned us with his own name. This is reflected in the practice of marking a cross on a person's forehead at baptism, at this sealing. In the baptismal service, actually this goes on in the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer, the priest says, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. With such a claim on our lives, how can we hesitate at the threshold of God's service? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now, we're into the letter of the Laodiceans now. The Laodicea, that's in chapter 3 and verse 14. We're going to read this letter to the Laodiceans. Now, this is an interesting letter. This is probably the one that outstanding verses. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write this. The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation, says this. I know your works. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So, because you're lukewarm. Now, this will make you think. It really will. Because it'll make you evaluate yourself. Because each and every one of us should be evaluating ourselves and wondering which group of believers we actually represent. Because you're lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I'll spit you out of my mouth. For you say, now listen to this, fits right in with today's generation of people and generation of preachers, people. It's been going on for years and years and years. And this prosperity message has gone on for so long. But it goes right along with that. It says, I'm rich and influent. I have no need of anything. And yet do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich. Now, this is very interesting. Jesus is saying to these people, I'm going to advise you to buy from me gold. What is gold? I'll tell you what, gold has went up to $3,000 an ounce in the last few. I mean, you think that maybe it's not what exactly Jesus is referring to here. Gold, he's not referring to buy from me gold, literal gold. But the gold that is represented by the faith of God. And I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire. It's that stuff that is that faith that has gone through the fire and that pure faith. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by the fire that you may be rich. You want to be rich, don't you? And white garments to be put on so that your shameful nakedness may not be exposed. And buy ointment to smear on your eyes so that you may see. Has nothing to do with physical gold or physical ointment. It is a spiritual blindness, spiritual nakedness. Those whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. You know, the main message of the prophets has always been one thing, and that is to repent. Repentance has been the main message, not the prosperity message, not a practical message of Christianity. There's no practical message of Christianity. A death to the self-will is not a practical thing to think about. A death to the self-will, and to if any man come after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me, is not a practical message. Let's put it this way. There's so many preachers out there that say, I'll give you a practical message. There's no practical message. I mean, the message of Christ is a death to the self-will and a repentance from the prophets of God, from Noah, from the very first prophets to now. It's been repentance. And this is the message, not practicality. So let's get that down into our thinking. What he's saying here is, those whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. And I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, with me. Now that's quite a thing, isn't it? As I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on the throne, on his throne, Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That says volumes. Jesus Christ is standing at your door and knocking. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Each and every one under the sound of my voice, he is standing right now at your door. Whether you know it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you want to believe it, he's standing at your door right now. And he's saying, Henry, Robert, Mary, Larry, whomever you are, he said, I'm standing at your door and I'm knocking and I'm asking you, can I come in? If anyone hears the voice, you have to hear it. If you don't hear it, how can you open your heart? If anyone hears spiritually, if they hear with their inner being, if they hear with the heart, and if they open the spiritual door, then Jesus Christ will enter that house, that temple, your temple, and dine with him and he with me. And it means communion. That means he will sit down with you and talk and commune. I'll give him, the victor, the right to sit with me in my throne. And I myself first won the victory, and I sit with the Father in his throne. Whosoever has ears to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we realize you're standing at the door of our hearts. And now we open that door. Visualize opening the door for Christ, for him to come into your heart. Visualize it. And say, here it is, Jesus. I'm opening the door of my heart. Come in and dine with me. Cleanse me. Let your blood flow over me. Forgive me. Cleanse me of my sins. Come into my heart and change me. Let me be born again now. I thank you, Lord, that you've clothed me with that garment of praise, that garment that purifies the Spirit and gets us ready to enter heaven. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you prayed, and let us know that you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. And shoot us an email, or shoot us a message. And please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.